나자이다나브라마니다나야야데이다고다나시바사디고
The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on July 13, 1985 in Calcutta, India. The class begins with a reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 14, Text 36.
Indeed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was fully satisfied just to see how Lord Jagannath accepted all the food. Report. Following the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a Vaishnava should be fully satisfied simply to see a variety of food offered to the deity of Jagannath or Radha Krishna.
Vidvaiva triptim bhajata sadaiva vande guru sri charanaravindam.
The spiritual master is always offering Krishna four kinds of delicious food, analyzes that which is licked, chewed, drunk, and sucked. When the spiritual master sees that the devotees are satisfied by eating Bhagavat Prasada, he is satisfied. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. The spiritual master's duty is to engage his disciples in preparing varieties of nice food to offer the deity. After being offered, this food is distributed as prasada to the devotees. These activities satisfy the spiritual master, although he himself does not eat or require such a variety of prasada. By seeing to the offering and distribution of prasada, he himself is encouraged in devotional service. Actually, we can see how the Guru Vashtaka, each verse has got so many little instructions for guiding our spiritual life. Taking the different kinds of prasada for our purification. It's one thing. There's also in the verse, which I don't know how often we realize when we sing that song, Samsara prayers in the morning. The Swadvanna Triptam Hari Bhakta Sangam. Hari Bhakta Sangam. To take the prasada in the association of the devotees of the Lord. I remember at Srila in Mayapur, Srila Prabhupada, many places, Srila Prabhupada, he said this was practically like, this was a regulative principle that the devotees should take prasada. The devotees should take prasada in the association of the Vaishnavas, the Hari Bhaktas. This is very important. It's much more purifying when we take Krishna prasada in the atmosphere of taking with other devotees. All these things are very important. We know how Srila Prabhupada always was stressing to take Krishna prasada together. Sometimes people want to go out and eat Krishna prasada. But here it says that even better or is recommended, apart from just taking by oneself, one should take in the association of Hari Bhakta Sangha, in the association of other devotees of the Lord.
Kaya patra droni ailo bhoja panchasat. Kaya patra droni ailo bhoja panchasat. Ek ek jani dasa dona dilo ekopat. Ek ek jani dasa dona dilo ekopat.
Translation. Then there arrived five or seven loads of plates made of the leaves of the Kaitaki tree. What is the Kaitaki tree? Big leaves? each man was supplied 10 of these plates. Then this way the dishes were served. One man had to serve 10 others. Is that how it was? Well, each man ate 10. I think this is how they served it out. Kirtaniyar purisama jani gorarai. Kirtaniyar purisama jani gorarai. Dasavare kawai te prabhur monadai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood the labor of all the kirtan chanters. Therefore, he was very eager to feed them sumptuously. Pati pati kori bhakta gane bosaila. Pati pati kori bhakta gane bosaila. Kori
veshan kori bari apone lagila.
All the devotees sat down in lines and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally began to distribute the prasad. See how exalted a service this is. Even the Lord Himself wanted to serve the Vaishnavas. Prabhu na kaile keho na kore bojan. Sarupa gavasai tobe kohila nivedan. Apone boiso prabhu bhojana kori te. Tumi na kaile keho na pare kaite. However, the devotees could not accept the prasad until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took it. It was Sarupa Goswami who informed the Lord of this. Sarupa Damodar said, "My Lord, would you please sit down? No one will eat until you do." Tabe Mahaprabhu vaise nija gana loiya. Bhojana korailo sabake ayakam tapuriya. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down with his personal associates and fed every one of them very sumptuously, until they were filled to the necks. Akanta puriya. Puriya. Kanta means the kunti mala. This is the kant. So akanta means up to here. It's coming up to here. There's no more room. It's stacked. So one when it takes a mahaprasad on the special days, like festival days, then they're to take akanta bhojan up to the neck. One time there was a devotee who went into Bloop. So he was taking prasad at a feast day, then he got up to leave. The Prabhupada said, "You've taken prasad?" He said, "Yes." "Are you feeling sick?" He said, "No." "Then sit down and take more." He forced him to sit down and take until he was, "I can't take." Then he was so filled, he had to go and take rest, and he never left. So even by prasad, sometimes someone can be saved from blooping, from leaving devotional service. Note how Sarupa Damodar and all the senior devotees, they were the ones who were serving, even Mahaprabhu himself. Sometimes you see in temples that all the brahmanas sit down, all leading devotees, and then they ask the bhakta to serve. This is not the principle. This is only in ISKCON I've seen this. Due to, I'm not knowing, but in any other Vaishnava traditional institution, it's the brahmanas who serve, those who are second initiate, the senior devotees. Someone who is a bhakta is never allowed to serve to a twice initiated devotee. Apart from that, it's a very important service. Not just a caste thing or something, but it's a very important service that should be done in a proper mood and very efficiently. You ask a new person to do it unless he's very expert. You see, things can become very confused. They'll start serving this preparation, the sweet rice first, and then the supta after the sweet rice, and so on and so forth. It becomes all confused. So there's a specific way that, especially the East Indian prasad, Oriya Goriya prasad is served, that comes in a certain way. And also that should be served in such a way that everyone gets as much as they can take. But no one should get so much that is wasted. So to do that effectively, it means there has to be many visits. And a person has to be expert in just understanding how much a person should get, and if they need more, keep on giving more. Sometimes when people serve, you see them stand, when they're not expert, they stand with the spoon, and they say, "One more? One more?" And so the person eats, and if he wants, he answers, "Yes." Then they serve. But this is not the system. The system is they slowly give, and then if they don't want, they'll go. They'll run, you know, interference. No more. They don't have to stop chewing and clear their throat and do it. They'll automatically, by waving their hand or something, no. And if they're undecided, then give them more. If they're hesitating. Or if they're not objecting, alright. So then everyone has to concentrate on the prasad. Otherwise, if they're looking this way or that way, then in the meantime someone will come, and before they know it, their plate will be packed. So all these things require a little bit of maturity to be able to do these things. And also when a person is serving, they themselves should be so neophyte that they're worried, will there be any left for me? This type of, you know, so that requires a little bit senior devotee. Otherwise, all the time they might be thinking, you know, will I get enough? Look at this stuff. And then if they're lusting over the food, the prasad they're serving out, their people will get nervous, you know, because the person himself serving, you know, is becomes nervous. He sees the pot getting empty or something. So you find that, of course, not for all these, but automatically the senior devotees would, even the Mahaprabhu himself was taking up, he wanted to serve the Vaishnavas. But there are also these practical reasons we see that when we don't follow the system of having at least expert and somewhat senior devotees serve, then sometimes all these type of confusions come out. So, it's not... The service generally for a guest or for a bhakta. Of course, in India, some of the guests might be very expert in serving, because this is a tradition in Hindu families to serve out to guests. So that's we've seen in many highly cultured families how the hosts took a personal interest to see that all of the guests were served, and you can see that tradition has been handed down here in Eastern India. Srila Prabhupada told us in Mayapur that it was very important. He was very concerned that in ISKCON we know how to serve, especially distinguished Indian gentlemen, prasadam, in a correct manner. And as he was telling us this, how in other temples and other, they're very expert at this, we have to also learn this technique. He became so enthused that then he said, just that time one commissioner or a minister had come to the temple. So then he said, bring my chair. And he personally had his chair brought over to where the person was taking. Dhuki kangala nikoraya bhojane. Following the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Govinda, his personal servant, called for all the poor beggars who were unhappy due to their poverty, and fed them sumptuously. Kangalera bhojana ranga deke gaurahari. Kangalera bhojana ranga deke gaurahari. Hari bolo bole tare upadesha kori.
Hari bolo bole tare upadesha kori.
Observing the beggars eating prasadam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted, Hari bolo! And instructed them to chant the holy name. Translation. Observing the beggars eat prasada. Repeat. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted.
Hari bol.
Hari bol.
And instructed them to chant the holy name.
Instructed them to chant the holy name.
Report. in a song Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur chants, Miche maya ra bose, jaccho bese, kaccho habur dhubu bhai. Jiva kishana das, e viswas, korile dar dukho nai. Translation. Everyone is captivated by the waves of the ocean of nations. But if everyone would immediately accept Lord Krishna as their eternal master, there would be no chance of being carried away by the waves of illusion. Then all the sufferings would stop. Krishna conducts the material world under the three modes of material nature. And consequently, there are three platforms of life, higher, middle, and lower. On whatever platform one may be situated, one is tossed by the waves of material nature. Someone may be rich, someone may be middle class, and someone may be a poor beggar. It doesn't matter. As long as one is under the spell of the three modes of material nature, he must continue to experience these divisions. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised the beggars to chant Hari Bol while taking prasada. Chanting means accepting oneself as the eternal servant of Krishna. This is the only solution, regardless of social position. Everyone is suffering under the spell of Maya. Therefore, the best course is to learn how to get out of the clutches of Maya. That is the verdict of the Bhagavad Gita, 14:26. Mancha jo vyabhicharena bhakti jogena sevate sagunan samadittaitan brahma bhuvaya kalpate. Translation. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. One can overcome the spell of Maya and attain the transcendental platform by agreeing to engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Devotional service begins with Sravanam Kirtanam. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised the beggars to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra for elevation to the transcendental position. On the transcendental position, there is no distinction between the rich, the middle class, and the poor. Hari bola boli kanga preme bashi jai.
Hari bola boli kanga preme bashi jai.
Vaichanat bhuta nila kore gorarai. As soon as the beggars chanted the holy name, Hari bol, they were immediately absorbed in ecstatic love of Godhead. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed wonderful pastimes. Report. To feel the emotion of ecstatic love of God is to be on the transcendental platform. If one can keep himself in that transcendental position, he will surely return home back to Godhead. In the spiritual world, there are no higher, middle, or lower classes. This is confirmed by Ishopanishad Mantra 7. Yasmin saralani bhutanya atmaira bhut vijanatah taktato mohakka soka. One who always sees all living entities as spiritual sparks, in quality one with the Lord, becomes a true knower of things. What then can be illusion or anxiety for him? So, Lord Chaitanya saw that everyone got Krishna prasad according to their social position and so on. They may all have got prasad, but once they are taking prasad, the Lord Chaitanya got them all to rise up to the transcendental position, chanting Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Here we can see that when we give out prasadam, we should make all the people chant Hari Bol, chant Hare Krishna. In this way, feeling transcendental happiness, they will be purified and rise up to the transcendental position. So real samyavad, or equality, is only possible through this transcendental process. Otherwise, it will simply be artificial. This is the real process of equalizing people. By elevating their consciousness to the transcendental platform, they all become on the same equal spiritual platform. Because on the spiritual platform, there's not any differentiation of high, middle, or lower class. You must have some pastime, some instruction you heard Prabhupada say on some of these things. Maya. Tell us.
He said you should distribute the shot. The time you throw rice, all the throws of the cup. Everyone. We distribute the
shot. Put it by his mouth. Concentration, that means 400 square kilometers, 10,000 means 1,100. 25 people have to be fed for each square kilometer. Isn't it? More, 250.
10 by 10 by 10, each one is 10.
Wait, it's a 10 radius, within a 10.
Yeah,
so 10 from their place. So 10 means if you go 10 and 10, that's 20. Radius 10 means diameter 20.
Said
within 10 miles. That means 20.
Every 10 kilometers. If you walk 10 kilometers, there you'll find another
place. That's a higher standard. But Prabhupada said within 10 means normally you would think 10 radius. You can take it either way, but stage by stage. First stage, you can start that. That's 5,000 prendi. That's already easy. So then, that way, every namhatta, yes, if they see 25, 50, 100, then this way, if you have in the 10 kilometer radius, 4 or 5 namhattas, no problem. More than that, you can have one for each kilometer, 400. One in every village. So anyway, in any case, what this indicates is how much Prabhupada wanted that ISKCON would unite the people through serving them by giving them Krishna prasada and the holy name. While they're taking prasada, they'll also be chanting. So this way, all of the essentials of life, material and spiritual, are being met. Sankhita, Ekane Mahaprabhu Bolen, the শুনে খুব সন্তুষ্ট ছিলেন, এত রকমারি প্রসাদ জগন্নাথের কাছে নিবেদন হইল এবং তখন নিজের হাতে উনি প্রসাদ বিতরণ করে, কিন্তু সে কেউ তো প্রসাদ পাইবে না, তিনি যতক্ষণ না পান সেই হিসেবে স্বরূপ দামোদর নিজের পরিবেশনের ভার নিয়ে মহাপ্রভুকে বসে দিলে। তখন মহাপ্রভু প্রসাদ খেতে বসে তার সমস্ত ভক্তগণ আকণ্ঠ ভোজন করে পুড়িয়ে দিল। তারপরে মহাপ্রভু নিজের প্রক্ষলন দিয়ে দেখেছেন যে সহস্র সহস্র লোকের কাছে প্রসাদ বিতরণ হইল। তারপরে এই সমস্ত ভদ্রলোকের প্রসাদ দেওয়া পরে তখন এই কাঙ্গালের ভোজন দেওয়া হল। যখন সেই সব গরিব ভিখারি দারত সব এসে প্রসাদ খেল এবং তখন মহাপ্রভু সবাইকে হরিনাম কীর্তন করতে বলল। আপনার ভক্তগণ ভদ্রলোক আর কাঙ্গাল সবাইকে হরিনাম করে সবাই একই স্তরে চলে এসছে, ভক্তগণের স্তরে পরমার্থিক স্তরে, এবং সবাই প্রসাদ পেয়ে জীবন ধন্য হইল। এবং আমাদের কর্তব্য হচ্ছে প্রভুপাদ যেমন বললেন যে ভারতবর্ষে এরকম প্রসাদ বিতরণ ব্যবস্থা করা, এবং এর থেকে বড় প্রচার হতে পারে না। হরে কৃষ্ণ মহামন্ত্র, কৃষ্ণ প্রসাদ, আর তারপরে যা বুঝতে পারে এই গীতা ভাগবত চৈতন্য চরিতামৃতের কথা। হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 রাম।